And so there are 8 health ailments associated with overeating. So some folk don't eat to live, they live to eat. So today, death by fork, overeating. Now, here's the Bible word, gluttony. Tell the truth, shame the devil. In the Bible, it's called gluttony.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us today as we begin to talk about gluttony, that Bible word basically meaning overeating. And Pastor, of all the sins, of all the big topics that we could be talking about, we're going to be talking about overeating today?
Well, you know, sometimes people, you know, they say things like, what's eating you? A lot of times the problem is not what's eating you. It's what you're eating.
Okay.
You know, gluttony is my favorite sin.
And I think sometimes here in America, at least, we don't tend to think of gluttony as a sin or as a big deal at all.
Well, it really is, Steve. As a matter of fact, I recall, you know, I'm going through all these changes. I have high blood pressure. I have sugar diabetes. I'm at the end of it now. And it's only because, you know, now I don't live to eat, I eat to live. And so I've done things like my technical name, according to my wife, is I am a lacto-ovo-pescatarian. That is, I eat fish,
okay,
seafood, dairy products, fruits and vegetables. That's all I eat.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'm down 52 pounds.
Oh, you're looking good.
And so I could relate to this. This came out of my experience because I never met a Dunkin' Donut I didn't like.
You and me both.
And when Krispy Kreme came along, Steve, I'm ashamed to even say it publicly like this. But I remember the first time I found out about Krispy Kreme, somebody gave me one. I said, where do you get them? They only had one place in Chicago to get them at that time. It was over on Archer. I live on the south side. I got in my car and during traffic time and I drove and it took me over an hour and 45 minutes to get there. I got a dozen donuts and a quarter milk. And before I got back to the expressway, they were gone. So I turned around and I went back and I got 2 dozen more. And Steve, it's a shame. Now, you know, this is gluttony because by the time I got home, I had eaten 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts and a half a gallon of milk.
I don't know if I'm a little repulsed or impressed by that, but it's one or the other. I'm not sure which.
Don't be impressed.
Okay.
You know, that contributed to sugar diabetes.
Sure.
You know, and that stuff takes you out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, think about this. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Man, we're going to have to really analyze what we're putting in there.
You know, and why many of us probably are familiar with that phrase, our body's the temple of the Holy Spirit, it seems as if so often we're quick to neglect the care and upkeep of our bodies. At least many of us are. So I'm glad that we're going to be spending a little time looking at this today. Interesting place in the Bible that we're going. Deuteronomy?
Yes.
Deuteronomy to talk about what we eat?
You'd be surprised, man. You would be surprised. And so God had talked to them about their diet. You know, and so we're going to draw some principles from that passage.
All right. Well, you can grab your Bible and join us in Deuteronomy chapter 21 as we begin a message called Death by Fork. Here is Pastor Ford.
Now, I am what I call a typical man. Does anybody know what a typical man is? Anybody? Okay. In case you are typically man challenged, let me tell you about a typical man. A typical man is one who does not ask for directions. So I can be with my wife and she can say things like, we done went past this 3 times already. You're lost. No, I'm not lost. I know where I am. Amen. That's a typical man. Now I don't have to worry about it because, Brother Bernard, I got OnStar. Ain't no shame in my game. I just pushed the button. I paid for it. Where are you going? I'm looking for this. But I'm a typical man. I'm a typical man because, well, I used to be anyway. I didn't call for professionals. So we had a leak and I said, oh, no. She said, call the professionals. No. You know how much they charge? No, I can handle this. And so I go to Home Depot and I say, look, I need to fix a pipe. He gives me all this stuff. I buy it, go home, fix it, and it's still leaking. And here's what I found out. This is why I'm no longer the typical man, because I paid twice. All the money I paid at Home Depot, and then I had to pay the professional his fee too. Typical man. I'm a typical man, or I was anyway, because I used to didn't separate clothes when I washed them. I just said, they all dirty. So you can save a little money. I don't want to put just a half a load of clothes, and so I throw the color clothes in there too. And then I come out with patriotic white shirts, red, white, and blue. Typical, typical man. I was a typical man because I didn't read instructions. The kids got put together toys, and so I know, all the pieces are there. How hard can that be? And you know what, General? I always wonder why they put so many extra pieces in the box after you got done with it. I was a typical man. I was a typical man because I didn't check expiration dates. I do shopping. And so it just happened to me last week. I went shopping, got some milk. The next day it was sour. I said, this milk is sour already. I'm taking it back. She said, look at it. It has an expiration date of 3 days ago. You didn't look at the expiration date? I told her, you ain't put that on the list. Look at the expiration date. Everything on the list, I get. I'm a typical man. It was on the list. Why are you asking me why didn't I get it? Amen. I'm a typical man. Well, I used to be, because I would never get a regular checkup. Never get a regular checkup. Well, I say, you need to go to the doctor. I'm feeling fine. I'm a little adipose. Those of you who are colloquially challenged, that means fat. And so I'm a little adipose, but I don't need to do it. But Trinity had this full body workup, whatever you call it, you know, health check. And so you get blood pressure, urine, all that, sugar, cholesterol. And I said, I'm going to do it because it had my favorite price, free. I don't have a middle name, so, you know, that's my middle name. Now, I adopted my own middle name. My name is James Freeford Jr. Amen. When I die, part of my tombstone is going to say Luke chapter 15, 22a, and the beggar died. Amen. Some of you know it. Some of you get calls from me. You know it. Hey, we need some help. Why are you calling me, Pastor? I need help too. Amen. And so since Trinity said it was free, I said, okay, I'm going to go. I went in. And I didn't have all day. You know, I'm busy. I'm a pastor. And I went in and the room was packed. Had to be about 30 or 40 people. And the first thing I noticed about them is they were all teenagers. It looked like the youngest person in there was 70. Now, at the time, I was 57. And I was looking around. I said, these people need to be here because they got 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on the banana peel. They look like they could go at any time. And so I'm waiting, and since it was free, but after an hour and a half, you know, it was like, oh, you know what? I'm getting ready to leave. And this is the providence of God. I got up to leave, put my hand on the doorknob to open the door, and heard, next, Mr. James Ford Jr., as I had my hand on the doorknob. I turned around, that's me, that's me. And they said, okay, come on in now, and we're going to start you first with blood pressure. So go in the cubicle, and the young lady will take care of you. So I go in the cubicle, and it was a young lady, and she was like pre-nurse or whatever you call them. What'd you call them? Intern, you know. And so she was all bubbly and everything, and she was all happy. I said, I might as well be bubbly and happy with her. She said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. She said, okay, I'm going to take your blood pressure. I said, okay. She said, oh, you're in a good mood today. I said, so are you, you know. And so I sat down and she put the cuff on. She said, oh, this is too small. You have a big arm. And so I'm going to have to put the bigger cuff on you. I said, yeah, it happens all the time. So she puts the big cuff on me. She goes, psh, 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 puts the little thing down there, you know, stethoscope. She goes, oh, wait a minute, I messed up. Takes it off my arm, psh, and then puts it back on, psh, 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 then puts it on there. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, just get it right. Get it right. So she psh, does it the third time. She said, you know what? I'm going to have to go get the nurse because I've done this. And I know I'm doing it wrong. I said, okay, go get the nurse. So she goes to get the nurse. Nurse comes in, says, oh, we're so sorry to keep you waiting, but she's done it wrong. And she said, I have to show her what she did and everything. She said, did you do this? She said, yeah. You get the air? Yeah, I did that. You did? Yeah, I did that. And so nurse goes, girl, you weren't wrong. I said, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? She said, go get the doctor right away. I said, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? She said, go get the doctor right away. Get the doctor in here. Sir, just calm down. Calm down. How am I going to calm down? Man. So the doctor comes in. He does the same thing. Push the air out. Yes. Okay. Let's see here. I know these ladies. Maybe they just made a mistake. You ladies didn't make a mistake. I said, doc, somebody better tell me what's wrong. Let me tell you what was wrong. What did the blood pressure read? 254 over 164. Now, remember what I said? I said, I saw all these old people who had one foot on a banana peel and one foot on the grave. Well, it turned out that I was the one who had one foot on a banana peel and one foot on in the grave with my 57-year-old self. And so the doctor said, doctor called a young man. He said, young man, I don't even remember his name. He said, come here. He said, walk him to emergency. He got on the phone. Listen, Dr. So-and-so, I'm sending over a Mr. James Ford Jr. Hook him up right away. Put an IV in. Give him such and such and such and such. And give him some pills. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I know it had to rise. It had to rise because I'm walking down, this guy talking to me. I can hear a word he's saying. All I could hear in my mind was dead man walking, dead man walking. I start confessing my sins. I start confessing your sins, everybody's sins. I start confessing the sins I thought of doing but didn't do. I knew I was getting ready to meet Jesus. I knew I was out of here. 254 over 164. And I can hear it now. My partner's talking. Man, did you hear, man? Yeah, Pastor Ford, man, he got taken out of the game. What? What, was it a sister? No, nah, man. Was it the offering? No, nah, man. Was it drugs? No, nah, man. Was it alcohol? No, nah, man. Well, what took him out? A pork chop. A pork chop. I can see it. I can see it. Here lies James Ford Jr. He dug his own grave with his teeth. He committed suicide by fork because he never met a Krispy Kreme that he didn't like. Come on, help me, preachers. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you eat to live or do you live to eat? Yeah.
Unfortunately, probably too many of us may say that we do live to eat, but a great reminder today that really it is to be the other way around. Not very often we hear a message all about gluttony, isn't it? And maybe you want to go back and listen to this again as we continue to get into some of this practical Bible teaching. You can do that by coming to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. You can stream programs, download MP3s, or order copies of the broadcast on CD. You can also sign up to begin podcasting the program so you don't miss a future broadcast. Again, you can do all of that and a lot more when you come to treasuredtruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here is Pastor Ford.
There are 324 million people in America, just a little over. 160 million live to eat because they're overweight. That's one in two. So we could literally go one, two, fat, 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 one, two, fat. One out of every two. Now, if you ain't fat, don't be looking around. Don't be looking around. Amen. 160 million Americans are overweight. Now, what does it mean to be overweight? Oh, you're overweight when you're 30% above your ideal body weight for your height. That's how they do it. So at 5 feet, if you have a female who is 5 feet tall, she should weigh 100 pounds. If she's overweight, she weighs 130 pounds. If you have a man who's 5 foot, He should be 130 pounds. He's overweight at 160 pounds. Go ahead and say, whoa, wee, wee. Yeah, yeah. And so for every inch then, as a woman, 6 pounds. Every inch for a man, 8 pounds. I'm way overweight. So that's the first category. Now, the second category is this, obese. See, if overweight, 30% above the ideal. But if you are obese, 40%. So then, if a female is 5 feet tall, she's overweight, she's 130 and below. Or if she is obese, she's 145 or more. I looked at mine. I'm a 6 foot tall male. My body type is a mesomorph, and so I should weigh between 184 to 213, which means then I am in the fourth category. I am not overweight. I am not obese, first class, second class, or third class. I am what's called morbidly obese. Now, yeah, morbidly obese. So then, with my body type, I should be 213. I weigh 170. That's what I weigh. 170. Now, 1 in 5 Americans die from obesity, morbid obesity, and overweight. That's more people than die from homicide, drugs, and cigarette deaths combined. In other words, they dug their own graves with their teeth. I'm wondering why you all looking at me funny when I tell you the truth. Obesity in America in 2014 costs between $147 to $210 billion in health care. Let me say it again. $147 billion to $210 billion in health care costs. Leading cause of high blood pressure, of which 70 million of us have, and sugar diabetes, in which 29 million of us have in the U.S. Now, my doctor told me, and I acquired both of them when I went over 250 pounds. I never had a problem with it. I was an athlete all my life, played football, and did everything I was big enough to do. And when I went over 250 pounds, I got sugar diabetes and high blood pressure, and so my illnesses, in which I have to pay a $25 copay on 5 medications, is because of what I was eating. Go ahead, tell your neighbor, you are what you eat. Yeah. And so there are 8 other health ailments associated with overeating. So some folk don't eat to live, they live to eat. So today, death by fork. Overeating. Now, here's the Bible word, gluttony. Tell the truth, shame the devil. In the Bible, it's called gluttony. Now, I have to be honest with you. Eating, especially your favorite food, is the most enjoyment you can have with your clothes on. Amen. Webster, my friend, defines gluttony as, it's one of the shortest definitions I've ever saw in Webster, the act or habit of eating too much. There it is. See, you can be a glutton for other things as well. So some of you, you're high school skinny. Don't worry about it. Get it for somebody else. Get the information for your mama, for your daddy, for your children, for your coworker. You know, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it. But apply it to other things. Because some people are gluttons for sex, money, prestige, power, fame, fortune, I mean, punishment. So if you're skinny, high school skinny, or, you know, got the body fat of a coat hanger, I know you feel like I should have said something else today, but you apply it to whatever you're struggling with because you're struggling with something. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about skinny people because some of you were in school, and if you turn sideways, the teacher mark you absent. Mm-hmm. Now, you know there is a disease called anorexia. I ain't going to go there. But here's what we need to know. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 that God created the herb-yielding seed. That's not reefer. The herb-yielding seed and produced fruit and vegetables and gave us everything. Genesis 9, he says, after the water subsided and he put the rainbow in the sky, he said, go out and eat everything you want. Plant-based, animal-based, eat everything you want. So then the Bible tells us that God has given us all things freely to enjoy. So I'm not trying to rob you of the joy of your cheesecake. Psalm 22, 26 says this, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. Yeah. So in fact, we don't know what we're going to do in eternity. Anybody know what we're going to do? We're going to worship. We know that, right? Anybody know what else we're going to do? Eat. We're going to eat. We won't need to, but we are. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2 says that there are 12 trees in the New Jerusalem in heaven. There'll be 12 fruit trees. I don't know what kind of fruit's going to be on it because it doesn't tell us. But we will eat from the fruit trees. How do you know that? Because Ezekiel 47, verse 12 tells us that we will eat from those fruit trees. Ezekiel was talking about the millennial kingdom, and he said, we will eat the fruit for meat or food and the leaves for healing. And of course, when you understand that, I want you to come back and explain it to me, because, you know, why would we need to eat from those trees in heaven when we'll be perfect? And why would we need healing when we're already going to be perfect? So you help me out on that. And so we've got to deal with overeating. It's an elephant in the room. We don't want to talk about it. And so we got to deal with it. We got to deal with it and be on it. We've got to be on it like white on rice, like a duck on a June bug, like stink on a hog, like tick on a dog, and like a body shirt on a bishop. We got to get on this and get healthy.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford as we just get started at this look at Deuteronomy 21 and a message called Death by Fork. We're going to continue this next time on the broadcast, so I do hope you make it a point to tune in. If you ever miss a program or you just want to go back and listen again, you can always do that at treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, Pastor Ford is hanging out with me in the studio for a little bit here. And Pastor, you know, this radio ministry is listener supported, and we need both the single gifts and the ongoing monthly gifts, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. Well, you know what, Steve? I've heard so many listeners and gotten emails. Amy sent me quite a few emails of people who said, when I needed Moody to hear a word, it was there. Okay, so now we need you to be there.
Yeah.
And we need monthly supporters so that whenever you need to hear us, we'll be able to respond. Without monthly supporters, that can't happen, because all of us have one-time expenses and monthly expenses.
Sure.
But Moody Radio needs those partners who will come on board, not just for the one time, but for the ongoing expenses of radio.
Well, you can help meet those needs as you give a gift to Treasure Truth and to Moody Radio. The easiest way to do that, come to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Click on the link that says Make a Donation. And you can become a regular giving partner, a monthly giving partner right there. Again, that's at treasuredtruthradio.org. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for praying and for listening today. Thanks also to our producer, Amy Rios. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.